أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explains the rights and duties of the immediate family members, the husband, the wife. If there are any problems, ups and downs, how to sort them out. Now in this ayat, more broader, the rights of everyone else, Allah Ta'ala explains. The rights of parents, the rights of family members, etc. All those rights. And this is a beautiful ayat that we should keep in mind in order to see that we are doing everything which is required from us by Allah Ta'ala, so that we could be fulfilling all our duties and we don't fall short anywhere. So first Allah Ta'ala says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ or بَنْدَغِي كَرَوْا Allah ki. The first right on a person is the right of Allah. Allah is the one who created us. Allah is the one who nourishes and sustains us. Allah alone is the one who sees to all our needs. And Allah is the only one to whom we are going to return. So His rights are the greatest. So in every aspect of our lives, we should first and foremost see that we are fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala. And that also in such a way, وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا اور شریک نہ کرو اس کا کسی کو. And do not associate any partners to Allah Ta'ala. Make Allah's ibadat, that is the first right. And that also in such a way that you don't associate any partners. There must be no shirk in your aqaid, no shirk in your ibadat or anything. It must be solely and only for Allah Ta'ala. So those are the first rights. And the rights after that which Allah has mentioned, وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْسَانًا اور ماں باپ کے ساتھ نیکی کرو. And treat your parents in a good way. Yeah, it comes إِحْسَانًا إِحْسَان. One is عَدَل, justice. If your parents don't treat you well, you don't treat them well. One is ظُلَم. Your parents treat you well, but you treat them in a bad way. Ihsan is this, they treat you in a good way and you treat them even in a more better way. That is what is required. And this subject are immediately after the ibadat of Allah and the rights and hukuk of Allah. Allah mentions first and foremost the parents' rights. So those are the greatest rights that are upon us. So in our lives, whatever making the ibadat of Allah, not associating any partners of Allah Ta'ala, then we must be very particular to see, are we fulfilling the rights of our parents? Especially if they are living, then if they are in need, then we should be even more seeing to their needs. Even if they are not in need, we should treat them in a most respectful and honorable way. And whichever way we can serve them, make their khidmat, we should do that. Their rights are the greatest which Allah has kept in the creation on any person. After that are the rights of one's ustad, and then are the rights of one's sheikh. But the first rights, as far as human beings are concerned, is that of the parents. And Allah has kept that right in level with His right. So that is to emphasize how great the right of the parents are. After that, وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى or قَرَابَتْ وَالُوْ كِسَاد. See that you fulfill the rights of all your family people also. That is, all your brothers, sisters, and then the other family people from your side, from your wife's side, all are family and they have got rights upon you. And those rights must be also fulfilled. After that, وَالْيَتَامَى or يَتِيمُ. And see to the rights of the orphans also. We all should take a stock of ourselves. How much are we making Allah's ibadat? And check, are we not associating any partners to Allah Ta'ala? And then our parents' rights. If they are living, how much are we fulfilling their rights? If they have passed away, how much are we making dua for them? How much are we making isadi sawab for them? And that is not occasionally now and then, but regularly. So all those, are we fulfilling them? Then as far as our family members are concerned, how much are we fulfilling the rights of our extended family people? Do we visit them? Do we, in our times, do we at least phone them, ask them how they are? And if any of the family people have got any need, to fulfill their need is before seeing to outside people. So how much are we fulfilling the rights of family people? Wal yatama or yatimo, and the rights of the orphans. If we have to check, how much am I doing for orphans? Am I donating? Am I looking after any orphan? Am I careful, or do I abuse the orphans, that I don't care about them and I look down upon them? Wal masakeen or faqiro, and the poor people. How much am I spending on poor people? Shaitan comes and he doesn't make us spend on poor people. We say that they are beggars and that they were just using for drugs, etc. If we spend upon them, our duty is to spend. That is their responsibility, how they spend that money. But are we looking after the poor people? Allah has first mentioned the yatims and then the miskeen, because the yatim has got two rights. Yatim is that child who is still immature, who hasn't become baligh, and he has lost his father. So he has lost his father, the father has passed away, so there isn't anyone to look after him. And at the same time, he's a small boy or a small girl. She's a small girl, she's still very young, so they can't even earn still, they can't look after themselves, can't defend themselves, so their rights are more higher. Miskeen is that person who is one way he's disadvantaged. He hasn't got sufficient money to sustain himself, to look after himself. So how much we should consider in our money which Allah has given us, how much share is there for our parents? How much share is there for our family people? Many of us, we know that there are certain family members of ours who are poor, who are in need. Are we helping those people? And then the yatim, the orphans, in which, are we looking after some orphans? Are we looking after some poor people? All those people have got rights upon us, and we should try and fulfill all the rights. So we should, this is a good check list for us to see how much of the rights of people are we fulfilling, and then we can think that we are pious. Just by making namaz now and then, dressing Islamically, etc., and we think we are pious, we are very far from the mark. The reality of these things have to come into us, then we can think that we are pious, and then also it's still dependent whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand our deen correctly and to practice correctly. And may Allah, out of His kindness, accept from us. Subhanallah.